I'm George Massey. It's the George Massey Show. We're going to talk about this Last Resort Part 2. It was a soft show. It wasn't as good as Part 1, unfortunately, but we're going to talk about that. And then Diaries came on tonight. Diaries is kind of everybody's least favorite spinoff, but we're going to talk about Diaries too because it is a segue into talking about a lot of the cast members. Hey, Shelly. Hey, Pineapple. Hi, Diamond. A lot of the hi Mia, a lot of the cast members that have disappeared from the show. This is the way that we are able to keep in touch with them. Kara's here. Let's the what the tell all was. It wasn't much to it, but we're gonna get into the key points of that tell all. Get your thoughts and ideas, how you guys felt about it as well. Then we'll move over into Diaries. Hi,
Hi, how
how
are
are
you?
you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So the tell-all was very tame tonight, right? It was very tame. There was no assaults or batteries or shoes or anything. But there was a couple of moments that we're gonna talk about. Hey Diva, hey Pixie, hey Danny. So there's a couple of moments. Wait, Lisa's here. Hey Lisa. And I want to get into a few things. So Rob and Sophie revealed tonight that they were sleeping together after they left the resort, which is really weird to me because the whole time, hey Sus. Susu baby, the whole time they were together, they weren't sleeping together. And she acted like she didn't want to touch him half the time. And then it seems like after they broke up or after they separated for months, they went to Disneyland and then they went to film Between the Sheets and they started getting together Between the Sheets, which is really weird to me. And I want to get your vibe on that because my vibe is it seems like Sophie ropes him along. And then when she realizes that he might just be over her bullshit, she sleeps with him. I can't prove it, right? I can't prove it, but that's just what I think she does, right?
That's so accurate.
It just seems that way because she always, like when they were at the resort, like she kept making every excuse why she didn't want to be around them. She didn't want to live in the same house as him. She didn't want to be intimate with him. And then it seemed like they were talking about they were dating other people. Right, Sophie was dating a guy and a girl who happened to share a child. We're gonna talk about that in a second. But yeah, and he was dating someone else. And I think when she realized that Rob could actually be like, you know what, I'm sick of her shit and move on, she was like, well, I have to lure the line out. How do you go fishing? You lure the line out,
Cast it out.
cast out the line. Yeah, and I feel like she's like, well, wait, he might if I cut him off too much, he might just say, I'm sick of her shit, and it's done. So she keeps casting out the line. And it just makes me wonder because she always tries to say that she never needed a green card for, or she never needed Rob for a green card. And I don't know how accurate that is because what, how do we explain why she keeps roping him along? And because if she doesn't need him, he's such a horrible human being. He's been cheating since the day they met. He's always talking to women online. He makes her feel unhappy inside. Why does she keep going back to him? I'm really confused by that.
She likes the attention. She likes the, she's got the revenge bod going on. He actually, falls into the trap. He gives her the compliment she's looking for. Then when he's Mr. Nice Guy, she wants him back. He obviously, I'm assuming, paid for her trip to Disneyland. And she said, without saying in so many words, she said, when we were at Disneyland, he was giving me everything that I always wanted. So he was being the good, attentive boyfriend. He was, or husband, if you will. He was giving her all the attention, all the compliments, buying her things, taking her places, doing all the things that she wanted that they weren't doing when they were together. So for that brief moment, she caught feelings again for a second. They slept together, but he's still the same Rob that she's not in love with, which is ridiculous because he's a better Rob than he was when they first got together.
He's, I mean, he, everybody has their flaws, but the person that she described in season one that we saw, because we didn't actually like him in season, the first season, we actually thought he was a crappy individual. He is much better. She always kept saying, like, you need to do better, you need to change. And I think he did the things that she asked of him, but she still doesn't want to be with them. And I think that's where I think she's stringing him along. And I don't know
I
what
think
it is.
the thing
Maybe
is, I
it's
think she's young and she wants to sow her oats, if you will. She wants to go sleep with women. She wants to go sleep with men. She wants to go have her run around years, if you will. I don't feel like she's ever had that.
Well,
so she
she's want to be 20, tied down. She's what, 26, 27? But yeah. The thing is, you don't get married first.
Right.
You do those things first. You go out, you kiss girls, you kiss boys, you go to parties. You drink things that you can't pronounce. You know, you do those things. There's nothing wrong with living your best life when you're young. You know, you get it out of the way when you're young, because when you're older, it's harder to explain, you know, to people why you did.
But the difference is she didn't get to experience that in America. She had to get married to get to America.
Yeah, that's true.
So she always wanted the party life in California, in Hollywood, in LA. She wanted that life. But the only way for her to obtain that life was to get married to get here.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I think it's funny that she keeps saying online. She's like, I never needed a green card. I would never need Rob for a green card. And I was like, well, why did you marry him at such a young age? Because you clearly didn't want to.
Well, now you got married, you got your lips done, you got your boobs done, you got different hair, and now you're not stuck with him and you're still in LA. Good job, mission accomplished. Now move off of my TV.
She's on Diaries.
I know.
Did you see the preview? She's on Diaries, dating girls, and she's got new boobs that she showed Rob. I want to talk to you about that. What's that about? Because when they were living together, she didn't want him anywhere near her, and now at the tell-all, she's flashing her boobs. Like, this is, can you imagine if Mixed Signals was a person?
Yeah.
It would be Sophie, right? Like, she literally sends Mixed Signals. She tells this man that she does not want him. She can't be with him. She doesn't want to be with him. And then when she gets to the tell-all, the first thing she does is flash her boobs at him. It's definitely the definition of a mixed signal. He's been trying to move on. And right as he's moving on, she resurfaces.
Yep.
And she lures him back in and keeps him there. And, I mean, I'm assuming at this point he's clearly over her, because this was filmed, in January? And he's filmed another show since then. That's the Single House. So I'm assuming that they're done. I don't know if they're, like, divorced, but I'm pretty sure that they're done. And also, she's dating a girl and a guy, and it's the girl's baby's dad that she's dating, and she says she doesn't know. So Kara, say for instance you go to see your girlfriend and there's a kid there, and then like a few days later you go to see your boyfriend and there's a kid there. You don't notice that it's the same kid, right? I know she's young. She doesn't have kids. Maybe she thinks all kids look alike. I think that you would recognize that this is the same damn kid each time. Like, how do you not know that?
Also, if you're dating someone, you try to learn about them, right?
This is...
Okay, so when you're dating someone with kids, you would then say, when the husband says, oh, I've got to drop the baby off with her mom, Sue. Oh, well, that's weird, because I was dating Sue. So then you're with Sue, you're dating Sue, and Sue says, well, I got to drop the baby off with her dad, Jason. And you're like, wow, that's weird. I was dating Jason. Also, this kid looks exactly like Jason's ex and Sue's ex.
How many piece
puzzle is this? It's like three pieces and she can't put it together. Come on.
Don't get me wrong. I have never said that Sophie was a scholar, but there's no way you can convince me that she's that dumb that she didn't know that she was dating the baby mama and the baby daddy at the same time. Yeah. I don't care what you say. I bet you any money she knew about it the whole time. She seems messy like that.
I bet you.
I feel like
dating them at the same time. I bet she was the third in the throuple.
Oh, so you think it was that makes way more sense than the way that she.
I think that's the case, but she made it sound to Rob like that wasn't the case because she was so against that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Because, when she was talking about dating women, that was just for her.
Well, how many times in the last season did she bring up to Rob having a threesome?
Oh, yeah.
She's the one that wanted the threesome. Rob
didn't.
I mean, Rob would have went for it, but he's not the one that kept bringing it up. So then now she's the third in the throuple, without a doubt.
Okay, so... Okay, yeah, Pretty, we have to talk about that. So can we discuss how Jasmine dropped that Sophie has a sugar daddy? And it was a messy rumor too, right? So first of all, Jasmine, the queen of sugar baby, the queen sugar baby herself, is saying that she started a rumor that Sophie had a 93-year-old sugar daddy, which was completely false. I mean, actually, when I was listening to it, I was like, I need more information to go either way. Because I was like, I don't see this as something Sophie wouldn't do. But it also sounds strange at the same time. So I was like, I need more information either way. So it wasn't true. And it turned out that Rob was having a conversation with Jasmine, and Jasmine took the information and made up a little storyline of her own. And I was like, Jasmine, you can't really be trying to down somebody for having a sugar daddy when you are a sugar baby. You have multiple sugar daddy. And you still do. You're on OnlyFans. You're getting men to purchase your photos, purchase your videos, buy your baby's clothes.
Yep.
You're literally still living that lifestyle. I'm irritated that Jasmine always wants to, she can do it, but then she judges other people for doing what she does and makes it seem like they're
She's
bad.
She's a hypocrite. 100% but hypocrite.
Textbook, though. Like, it's textbook. Yep. Some people are hypocrites and don't realize it. Like, they're like, oh my God, you're right. I did that. I feel like Jasmine, everything that she does, she judges other people for doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to know that Rob, telling Rob to go sell his pictures online as though he's less of a human being for it, when you're literally doing the exact same thing. As you said that moment, someone was looking at your pictures online. That's text. It's almost like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's worse than ironic. It's more than coincidental. It's just, it's crazy. It's mind blowing that she thinks that she can get away with anything. You know, there's people who...
Jasmine's just mad because she's washed up. Her time is over. She's not cute. She can't be a sugar baby anymore. She's too old for that shit. She's pregnant. She's washed up. She's done for.
Oh.
So she's jealous of Sophie because Sophie can get, you know, all the sugar daddies.
Well, yeah, Sophie's in her prime. New boobs, new ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sophie will have no problem getting a man to take. And actually, Chell says, Madam Sugar Mama Jasmine has become the sugar mama to Matt. So yeah, that's true. She's upset because the shoe is now on the other foot. She is now the sugar mama, and she wanted to always be the sugar baby. And it's only because of her choices. She could have easily stayed the sugar baby if she would have made a choice to be with a guy who could take care of her. She just decided to be with a guy who couldn't give her those things. There's plenty of options. I've learned one thing. There's always options. When a woman wants a sugar daddy, there's a lot of options.
Yep.
There's a lot of men out there who are up in age, who have money with nothing to do with it, right? If you really want it and you don't care how ugly these people are, you can make it happen, right? You can make it happen. But if you want to pick the person you're attracted to, you know, now she's taking care of him. Well, I don't know. She's making it seem like they're not even together anymore. So that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story, right?
She's getting enough hate. She's got to make it look like they're not together.
Well, at first, we got that story that he was abusive. That was an alleged story, right? And then she was like defending him and saying, oh, he's a good person. And, you know, we don't want anyone to think that of him. And now she's saying that they don't live together and they're not together. Then she put out a story that said he was always a friend, never a boyfriend. So I'm confused by her storyline in itself. It's like,
in one of the maternity photo shoots, they're literally kissing.
Well, yeah, they look like a couple to me, right? They look like a couple to me. And, you know, I don't know why she wants to make it seem like, oh, he's just her sperm donor. I was like, that's not the situation at all. This isn't, and I'm like, what you're trying to sell us is ridiculous. You wanted to be with him. You picked him out. You were sleeping with him before you even got permission. You know, like you don't act like you don't want him now because you did at one point. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she actually is sick of him. Jasmine might be one of those.
The fact that when she called, hold on, because I wrote it down. When she called Matt, she said, they're out here and they're calling me, and she had this list of names. The only thing they called her was a whore. I mean, and that was Rob. You're a pregnant whore. And she had this whole list of stuff. And she's like, I mean, you're calling Matt, who's clearly on the other side of the studio, because we all know he's showing up.
Yeah, we know he's there.
So you're calling him from another room, basically, saying, oh, they're picking on me and shedding all the tears and blah, blah, blah. But you left out the part where you're such a bitch that you had it coming, plain and simple, and you're lucky that's all you got.
Well, she's a professional victim, right? Uh-huh. No matter what she says or does, and there's a lot of people in the Night of the Universe that are like that.
Yeah.
No matter how they talk to people or how they treat people, when someone retaliates against them, they become the victim, they start crying, yeah, they're hurt, the water works, and they're like, I can't believe you would treat me this way. And it's like, well, you know, if you can dish it, you can take it. Not everybody is a victim in every story. If you're the victim in every story, then you've got some issues that you need to deal with.
Yeah.
The world is a crazy place, but it's not always out to get you. Just yeah, half the time, right? Just half the time it's out to get you. The other half, you might have did something, also, right? Like, you have to take something.
Can we please fire the hairdresser for whoever did the hair on the tell-all, where everybody has the same extensions and they're all curled exactly the same?
Well, I used to think that you were allowed to bring your own hair people, because certain people bring their own.
I'm guessing it's the same person doing all of it, because they all look
the same. Yeah, it looks the same. Yeah, everybody looks the same. Oh, so everyone is saying they like Sophie's new look, so I wanted to get your opinion. Do you like this version of Sophie? Because remember, first version of Sophie we got with the Party City wig, with the bad makeup, she kind of looked like she had just rolled out of bed. Are we liking the new Sophie, the way she looks today?
I mean, if I could just look at her and never hear her voice, she looks okay. But someone needs to tell her how to put lipstick on the overinflated lips. But she puts, it looks like a toddler did it. She puts it way up here. I just cannot.
Well, that's because she doesn't have full lips.
Yeah.
So she's this part, she's making that part look like the lips.
She's
she doesn't
drawing
have
it.
Yeah. Also, I said on Twitter, I was like, she's beautiful on the outside. It's just she's ugly on the inside, right? Like, on the outside, she's very beautiful. She looks good. Not my type per se, but she looks great. But it's like you said, it's her personality and her demeanor and her attitude that makes it hard to deal with her. You know, like, there's a lot of...
Look at her and never hear her speak, she'll be fine.
Yeah, once she starts talking, and also she talks gibberish.
Yeah.
You ever heard her talk? They ask her a question, and you're looking for a direct answer, and she just says a whole bunch of gibberish. She never even addresses the question. She just starts saying stuff like, oh, Rob was talking to these girls, and I just don't know. And you're just like, was that English? Was
literally
that, like, what language? What the fuck? You're like, I can't understand. It's just all gibberish. And I was like, I need somebody who can give me a straight answer. And I was thinking back, three different seasons of Sophie. And I was like, have we ever gotten a straight answer out of Sophie for any question?
Ever.
Because I put out a tweet earlier and I was like, have y'all noticed that Sophie has said, I love Rob. I don't love Rob. I want to be with Rob. I don't want to be with Rob. I don't want to live with Rob. I do want to live with Rob. She said all of these things at different times. Which one was true?
And sometimes she said them all at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, it's just so confusing. And I was just like, I just need you to, like, give me a real answer, like a yes or no. Like, you know how you ask somebody a question and you cut them off, you're like, yes or no.
Yeah.
That's all I need from you. I don't need any of that
never
extra
get
stuff.
It from her.
Yes,
never.
That's what kills me with her. It's like, I need somebody who can just answer a question. That's
but
all
Jasmine's
that I really need.
Jasmine's the same way, if you notice. Jasmine's the same way. If you hit her with a good question, she'll fire back with a worse question, but she wants the answer, and she will talk to them so much that they have no choice but to say something, and she thinks that takes the heat off of her, and they're just going to forget the question that was asked.
Yeah, she's a good deflector. You're right. She deflects a lot. And I was speaking of deflection. We found out that Julia was kissing this guy at this resort. So apparently, while Brandon,
they were sleeping together.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't they be? If she had time to stick her tongue in his mouth, she had time to stick other things other places. That's definitely what was going on. And I think Brandon, I don't like want to be rude. Brandon comes across as the type of guy that will get cheated on because he's too nice.
Yeah.
And you know, nice guys get walked all over. And I think Brandon is just too easily, he's kind of like Gino. Brandon and Gino, they land in the same category. They're too nice. Yeah. And it's like, it's a fine line for men, though. You're either too nice or you're an a-hole or a douchebag. And that, and it sucks because you either get put in one or the other, but you can't be nice.
Yeah.
Because when you're too nice, this is what happens. You find out that your wife has been cheating or lying, or not just, I mean, she says she hasn't been cheating since he's been here, but I feel like she should have at least told him, hey, while I was waiting on the K-1 visa, I didn't know it was going to be approved. There was this guy at work that I kind of liked. We were talking, but it's over.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could at least, don't save it up 5 years and then say it on TV to make it look like he's an idiot and you're playing him.
But if we didn't save it up, then we'd have no reason to bring drunk Betty and Ron on.
From their swingers cruise, by the way.
Yeah.
From their swingers cruise. And I think it's funny that they were even there because they seem to be the reason why Brandon is in this predicament, right? Yeah. They brought him up to be walked all over. Yeah. And they babied him and they made it to where he can't make decisions on his own. And whenever he finds out something is wrong, he needs his parents to yell at Julia. Because Julia was like, all they're here for is to yell at me. Because she's like, that's what they do. When he's mad at me, Betty and Ron are going to yell at me. And it's like, Julia might stop disrespecting Brandon if he's the one to say, you know, say something. Women like it when a man takes control and says how he really feels. Like, women don't want to be yelled at, but they also, you know, when a man sets boundaries, a woman will respect that man's boundaries because he's man enough to set the boundaries, as long as they're within reason, right? As long as he's not telling her not, you know, something crazy. But if he does put his foot down and set boundaries, women respect the fact that, hey, he loves me enough to say, hey, I don't want you out here sticking your tongue in other people's mouth, right? Like, I'm telling you that to your face.
But he tried to put his foot down when she's dancing on the bar, and she gets mad.
Well, he called her a whore. Well, I can't say that. He said you're acting like a whore.
Yep.
He didn't call her one, because somebody called me out on that. They were like, he didn't call her one. He said you're acting like. And I was like, you know what? That's true. Because you can say to a woman, you're acting like the B word, or you're acting, or a woman can say to a man, you're acting like an a-hole. That's not calling the person that. They're saying that your character and the way that you're acting are two different things.
Yeah.
So he did. And, you know, he does need to stand up to her more, and maybe she'll stop walking all over him.
Also, you know? He was acting like a whore. She looked like a whore. She was presenting herself as that of a whore.
But that's why he's with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way that she's acting has not changed. And, you know, I tell you this all a long time, Carl. I was like, if a man meets a woman in a strip club, he's attracted to her because she's dancing on the pole. 3 years down the line, if he tells her, I don't want you dancing in the strip club anymore, that's not fair.
Right.
Because the only reason why you noticed her is because of that. So you took something that she was doing and you like it, but then you want to take it away. And I feel like that's what he's doing. He liked the way Julia acted. She was fast.
Yeah.
And he liked it. Right? He liked it. But now that they're married, he wants her to slow down. And it's like, well, if you wanted a woman that was going to slow it down, you should have married a woman that was going to slow it down. She didn't act like she was going to slow it down. So why do you expect her to?
Even a few seasons ago, when he was saying how she needed to get a job and blah, 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 the only thing she has experience in is dancing. So she was going out to find a job dancing, and he had a whole come apart.
Well, dance, her definition of dancing, Car, is not the same definition that you and I have.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But when
she went out to find, you can't tell your stripper wife, who only has experience in stripping, that she needs to get a job and then be surprised that she goes and applies to be a stripper.
Well, because that's what she did. That's what she does. And
yeah,
if he wants her to get a job, I mean, if you met her and she was a dancer, and she wants to continue to dance, she has every right to continue to dance, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't meet, it's kind of like when a woman meets a Muslim man and he loves everything about her. They get married, and then as soon as they get married, he wants to change everything about her. I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because you fell in love with her just the way she was.
I agree.
So don't change somebody. If Julia was dancing on a pole when you met her, if she wants to dance on a pole after y'all get married, then you should have thought about that before you asked her to get married. Right? It's not her responsibility to conform to who you think she should be. You met her as who she was.
Yep. I agree completely. Also, is it just me or is Natalie coming on to Rob nonstop?
I did notice that. I did. And, she is very single and very off the show right now. So maybe that is her tactic. I hope Rob is smart enough to know not to.
Oh, Rob is definitely smart enough.
Don't go down that road. He already went down this long freeway interstate with Sophie. I think he definitely will be like, look, I've had enough crazy for the last like 3 years. I'm going to steer very, very clear of the crazy. Because Natalie is, she's not just obsessive. She's almost a stalker.
She is batshit crazy.
Well, yeah, but like she's like a stalker, like lurking outside your window, except you know her.
Yep.
Like she's not like a peeping Tom per se. You know her, but she's also outside your window stalking you.
Yeah.
Like and when you catch her, instead of running, she starts yelling at you.
Yeah.
For not calling her, right? Like she's that type of crazy, but That's what we knew. Oh, and Flory and Stacey are sticking to their guns that their marriage is in jeopardy, which I think is wild. Really, really crazy.
I love Florian so much, but honest to God, watching Darcy and Stacey on the stage, I can't look at anything other than their lips. I just don't understand it.
They look real different on this tell-all. Did you see their faces from the side angle?
Yeah.
They look really different compared to when they filmed The Last Resort. Episodes, they look really, really different. I'm getting worried because now they're starting to not look like themselves almost at all. I'm losing the resemblance. They don't even look like themselves.
Stacey said, Florian wasn't there by my side when I had a surgery, and that really upset me. Okay, if he was by your side through every freaking surgery, that guy would never leave the damn hospital.
Well,
you're always in surgery.
To her defense, he doesn't actually work or anything, so he should always be by her side, right?
But
he's basically
always having surgery.
I mean, yes, but if you're the toy boy, right? You're the boy toy for her. You have nothing but time to be there for your woman. He should be there all the time. Like, literally, he should be waiting outside the door when she pees. Because what else is he doing?
Can you imagine listening to that? Okay, so you gotta listen to them all the time, as it is, on your day-to-day life.
Oh, no.
But can you imagine when she's hurting and recovering and all of that shit? I would take every out I had.
I do not volunteer as tribute. So, Florian signed up for this, though. He signed up. He wants to be her husband. He wants to be taken care of. And he's getting his end of the deal. He doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to do anything. So his part of the bargain is he has to cater to her, no matter what it is.
But when he married her, when they started dating and he signed up for it, she did not look like she does now.
No.
We're like 300.
She looked very normal back then.
Yeah. We're like 312 surgeries later. So he's probably like, okay, I'm waving the white flag.
Well, he might look at it as he's like, this is a different woman.
Yeah.
I'm not in the same, I'm in a relationship, but this is a different woman. This isn't the one. So I don't have to like stay true to my promises I made to the original Stacey because this isn't the original Stacey. Right? Like he kind of looks at it like she's a shapeshifter. Right? Yeah, he's like, this is a different person. So I don't have to really follow through with what I said. Because, I saw a rumor on Reddit that Darcy and Florian are Coke friends, and that's why they're always together. Really? Florian is really, really skinny.
He
is really skinny, and Darcy is really snatched. And that would put them together late at night, right? Because the complaint is, 3 a.m., they're hanging out. That's weird. I don't think that rumor is completely out of character for the story.
Yep, I agree.
And they're in Miami. I mean, if you're going to get a line somewhere, it's going to be in Miami.
Right.
That's like the easiest place to find it, especially at night in Miami Beach. Huh, I got to look on Reddit. Well, how do we feel about that? How do we feel? Because Darcy's too old to be doing that, first of all, right? She's too old to be doing that.
I mean, Darcy's too old to be doing 99.9% of the shit she's doing.
Yeah, she has kids. That's too much. Like that, I draw the line there. That's too much.
Her kids are grown and gone. Like she.
Yeah, that's true. They're in college. You're right. They're in college. You're right. They're not babies, but still.
Also, can we talk about Stacey crying about being in menopause and it's really hard to talk about? Come on.
Well, I have heard women have a hard time going through menopause. It affects women differently. I
I
have heard
went
that.
through menopause 20 years ago.
Wait, you're not old? That doesn't sound right.
I had a total hysterectomy. If you go into forced menopause when you have a hysterectomy.
Oh.
Three
Well,
years,
how was that?
it was 3 years of hormone imbalance and hot flashes and night sweats and pure hell. But I didn't cry about it. I didn't, it wasn't hard to talk about. It's still not hard to talk about. It's something natural women go through. The beauty of what I went through is now I don't have to go through it again. So my shit's done. But watching these actual adult women say shit like, it's really hard to talk about. You just blasted it on national television. It's not that hard, girl.
Well, oh wait, she said that theory about the coke was a theory, not a rumor. Okay, just so everyone knows, that's a theory, not a rumor. But I do think that the men, it was weird because they asked the men, they were like, well, what is menopause? And nobody really, well, Rob sort of knew, but a lot of the men didn't know. And I think that uneducation or misinformation or lack of knowledge does make things hard to talk about. Also, when you're an older woman and you're dating a younger man, you're a little embarrassed of certain things because you're older, and you don't ever want to talk about anything that makes your age gap more obvious. So I think that might.
But Jasmine comparing it to being pregnant, it is not even close to the same. I've had two babies and I've been through menopause. They're not the same.
Well, I didn't like her comment because I was like, why can't Stacy have her moment? Why do you have to insert yourself? Because she was like, this is hard for me and I'm embarrassed. And she's explaining what she's going through. And then Jasmine's like, that's like me. I'm pregnant. And I was like, this isn't about you. Even if your symptoms are the same, let her have a moment of her own that just belongs to her, right? That irritated me because I was like, she reminds me of Natalie when the camera's on someone else. It bothers her. And Jasmine was like, well, they're paying too much attention to her. They need to be paying attention to me. And then she's deflecting and making it seem like, oh yeah, being pregnant is like going through menopause, which, like you said, two very different things. One is where you're removing everything that reproduces from your body. One is creating a baby. Literally the opposite,
Literally.
right? Literally the opposite. And she's a woman, first of all, so she should have known not to say something stupid like that. But she did, because she just wants people to be like, oh, look, I'm Jasmine. Look at me. Pay attention to me. I'm the victim here, even though we're not even talking about my situation.
Also, why did she even have to bring that up? So she's like, he's doing bad things and he's never around and he doesn't want to be around me. Also, I'm in menopause and it's just really hard to talk about. Girl, that's why you're not having sex. Just say that. Just say it.
I don't buy any of their story because I follow them all on Instagram and they're all happy and posting and doing stuff together every day. So I don't buy any of it. I know that they've been trying to get back on TV. Their show was abruptly canceled and they never recovered. And I think that they're just ready to be back on TV. And I don't blame them. You know, going from having your own TV show to being the star of your own TV show to just being a normal person can be very, very hard for a self-centered set of people, right?
Absolutely.
That's very hard to adjust to when there's cameras following you around to no one is following you around. That's a hard adjustment. So I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I get it too, but I can't even look at these women anymore. They're just, that's ridiculous.
I took a picture of it. So Julia put on a cat, Batman, Catwoman, I don't know, mask at lunch.
It's a dog.
Cat. Oh, it's a dog mask. And she paraded around like this. And at that point, I was like, what are we watching? What, like, I needed an explanation of what I was even tuning into at that moment. I was like, I need somebody to explain to me what I'm doing right now on this TV, because I'm questioning myself at this point.
Yeah, I can't. I just cannot. They're all.
So, are we ready to talk about this Diaries episode? Are
Yes.
we ready to get into this?
Let's do it.
Because it started out with Chantel, who looks
What the hell?
right. I'm trying to find the words. Bloated. Bloated. Can we say bloated?
Yeah.
She looks very bloated. And I was told on X that that's what filler does to you. So her face, they said it's filler. Because I was like, she's not fat. but her face is like, it looks like a hot air balloon?
Yes.
Yeah, like, and I was just like, I'm trying to understand what's going on, because she, first of all, beautiful, gorgeous. No, everybody has suspected the boobs were fake in the beginning. We can't prove if they were or weren't. They look really fake now.
Seriously.
Right?
Seriously, like, she used to be the most beautiful woman on all of the 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
Without a doubt. The most beautiful woman. She had the most natural looking, real and or fake boobs, whatever they were. They looked good and proportionate, fit her body. What in the hell is happening?
I don't know. It's crazy. Watching her on the show now, she almost looks like a different person. Like she's a shapeshifter.
Totally different person.
Because she has the features of Chantel, but it doesn't look like Chantel. It talks like her.
She has the voice. And that's
and it's just like, what's going on with that? And also, we learned about her birthmark and then watched it removed on the same episode. Is it crazy that I didn't even know about that? I didn't know about that birthmark. So she covered it really well with like makeup, because she's always worn bikinis on the show.
Yeah.
Right? So that was crazy to me that she had covered it so well, but she actually had a tummy tuck and had it removed. And good for her. You know, I don't tell people what they should and shouldn't do when it comes to finding their own inner happiness in their own skin. She felt the need to remove it. And
I'm sorry, that is not going to help your dating life. Come on.
Well, the fact that she thought that when Pedro saw it and he started crying, that was what he was crying about, was crazy to me. And she's like, well, maybe I could find a better man if I didn't have that. And I was like, a man sees your body naked and the first thing he does is reject you because you have a birthmark.
A man sees your body naked and he starts crying? Come on.
Well, there is that in itself.
No man on the planet that was going to see the old Chantel naked and start crying.
I think Pedro probably did start crying.
Probably,
but it was probably because he was.
He's ever seen.
Yeah. Or he was close to a virgin, you know, maybe hadn't done it a whole bunch of times and was just like, this is for me. You know, like it was that type. It wasn't, he was disgusted by her. And it's crazy how we can look at people and see beauty and other people can look at themselves and not.
Yep.
That's like the craziest thing for me, because I never would have said anything negative about Chantel's body or image ever. So the fact that she thought that she was in any way, shape or form not good enough is disturbing to think, but it's true. Yep. We see what we see, they see what they see. I just really hope that she doesn't do anything more. The filler wears off, right? She hasn't done anything that I know of to destroy her body. Filler wears off. I just hope that she doesn't get too caught up, because she does work as a injectionist in the health spa. So, you know, when you're that close to that type of stuff and you can get a discount.
Wasn't
on
she
it.
Wasn't she a nurse in a hospital? Like, a
she was. She was a normal nurse working in the hospital, and because that's actually when her and Pedro started to fall apart. She was working like 50, 60, 70 hours a week. And that's when Pedro found time to start hanging around his new boss.
Yeah.
Remember that? That's when he, because she was never around. So she was always working in the hospital, and then she was working overnight. Then she would sleep all day because nurses work overnight. That's when he was like, oh, I'm going to become a real estate agent. And then he started having all this extra time with his new boss. And then that's when things really went south.
And it's not because she had a birthmark.
No. It's crazy because she said we learned about it and watched it removed the same day. And the way that she covered it and no one knew, I don't think anybody, who would know other than maybe Pedro or a live-in person that lived with her? Like, who would even know that? It wasn't horrible, but I also, you know, I understand when people have insecurity. You know, it takes over. It kind of, it controls the way you see yourself. So
I get that. But come on, that does not affect your dating life. You can go on dates. You can meet people. People are going to meet you and fall in love with you for who you are. For aside from the fact that she was, and I use that term so strong, she was so drop dead gorgeous. Like, she was beautiful. She had a good personality. She had a good head on her shoulders. She was well-educated. Nobody was like, Oh, let's eat dinner. Do you have a birthmark on your tummy?
Yeah,
Because if you do, I'm out.
I highly doubt that would have been an issue, not with her. Even this just sounds shallow. If that was the only issue going on with her, I don't see anybody having a huge issue with that.
No.
Like, if that was the only negative that she could, I don't consider it a negative, but if that was her only trait that she thought people might dislike, I don't
Yeah.
think that people would have turned her away
Not at
for it.
all.
Also, we saw Ashley. Ashley was the girl that everybody has been speculating is her girlfriend.
Yeah.
She kissed her as she went into the operating room.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, I mean, girls that are close do kiss on the cheek, whatever. But this is her girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is where we're at. This is what's going on, right?
Honestly, I had to rewind it. I'm not gonna lie, because I couldn't decide what was happening, to be perfectly
So
honest.
you didn't feel like that was her girlfriend, or how did you feel?
At first, when I saw her, I thought it was like a kid of Rivers. It looked like a child to me. I thought, well, maybe River had a kid, because it looks like River.
She's a short, petite, young baby face girl, but
Yes.
that is what you said is what everyone said when we first saw a picture of this girl. Everyone was like, that looks like River. And actually, she had the curly puff hair that
Oh.
River once wore on the show, and that's what threw everybody off. And they're like, how weird that she would be with someone that looks so much like her brother. That's what
Yeah.
everybody
That's
had an issue with. Nobody cared that
exactly
it was.
my first thought.
Well,
I rewound it. I was like, what am I seeing? What am I actually seeing?
the funny part is, no one cares that it was a woman. Everybody was more bothered that it looked like River, right?
Literally.
Like, they were like, you could be a lesbian all you want. We don't care.
Who
Why does
cares?
it look like your brother?
Yes. Yes. That's very disturbing.
It's strange, right? Like, when you see people end up with people that, like, okay, so I remember my mom had a friend growing up, and he was married to one woman, and they got divorced, and he got married to another woman, and this second woman looked a lot like the first woman,
Yeah.
which was really weird. And everybody, it was like this ongoing thing around the adults around me that they were like, because a lot sometimes they would show up places and people would call the new woman by the old wife's name because they
Yeah.
looked so much alike. Like, if they weren't close enough to know that the first they were divorced and he got remarried. So that was what was weird. And then when I was thinking of this, I was like, so do people bring it up to her? They were like, that looks a lot like your brother, because I'm assuming people do.
When my daughter was in high school, she dated a boy for a minute and a half, and he was the nicest kid. He was so sweet, so nice, so polite. And then, like, 3 days later, they're broke up. And I was like, I'm not going to say his name, but I was like, where's he at? She says, I broke up with him. And I said, why? And she said, because he reminds me too much of my brother.
Well, yeah,
So.
that's what, because if I was dating a girl and she looked anything like my sister or any of my cousins or whatever, I wouldn't be able to move forward with it. So
Yes.
that's a whole thing. So I totally understand that, because it's just strange.
It
It's just
is.
a strange vibe. And
And
even though
she looks
you're
like River, and she looks very young. So I thought maybe River had a secret child with that girl that he was dating many years ago. I was like, maybe he's got a secret child, and this is just her niece that she's driving around.
I don't think River's even old enough to have a child that age,
I
right?
don't know. She doesn't. She looks very young.
Well, yeah, she looks 16, but I'm pretty sure she's probably like 26,
Yeah, she
maybe
looks young.
older. But this is the girl that Chantel's been hanging around for like almost a year. So
Yeah.
it doesn't bother her. Well, she introduced her on the show as my really good friend. Did you catch that? She said,
Yeah.
my really good close friend, Ashley. And I was like, usually when people don't just say my friend and they have other descriptors in front of it, they're compensating for
Yep.
something. If they're, I remember I had a friend that we went to middle school together, and he was dating this girl that also went to the school. He passed away, and in his funeral program, it said he left behind, it said his special friend, and
Oh.
it was the girl's name. And I guess it was because he never, like, pulled the trigger, you know, they never got married. He never wanted to be, exclusive. And I was like, well, all of us knew that they were together. They lived together.
Right.
So there's no reason why, even in death, he couldn't just acknowledge this girl, yeah. right? Like, just even in, just acknowledge her, give her that acknowledgement that she needed. I was like, good God, you're leaving this world and still never giving her the acknowledgement she needed.
Right. That's sad.
I know. It was like sad. I was like, because everybody knew. It wasn't a secret. They were together, not in school, but like at older, later in life, they were together. She was always together. And then he got really sick and she took care of him all the way up until he died. And he still never acknowledged her. And that's, I was like, I know, right? Why are people like this?
Okay,
why are
so, people like that? Also, one more thing Chantel said was, I'm talking about being scared of going into surgery and everything. She said, what if they move my vagina into the wrong place?
Well,
your birthmark is on your tummy. They're not touching your vagina.
You can't move a vagina because it's internal. So the right. outside of it, it's kind of like a pipe. You can't move a pipe.
Yeah.
The way your house is, yeah, the way that the pipes in your house are done, you can't just move them to the left or move them to the right. It doesn't
what
work
did
that
she
way.
Think was going to happen to her vagina? Removing a birthmark on her belly.
I have
she
no idea. Well, first of all,
she should have been more concerned about the boob job going bad like it did. I cannot with that.
Those
I
are like cannot. Z's. Those are like double Z's.
You know what it looks like to me? You know how when you're a kid and you are sitting on the kitchen floor or the living room floor and you're watching TV and you tuck your t-shirt up around you and your knees are sitting there under yes. your t-shirt? That's what it looks like.
Those are like double Z's.
Yeah, that's
they're
awesome.
Massive.
That is
and
awesome.
Usually if a woman has they look like that, she just gave birth to twins.
Uh-huh.
That's usually what happens. Because like how do you why are they
have the worst back problems for the rest of her life? That's terrible.
But she told us for years that they were all natural. And she's
I mean, maybe they were before, but that is not natural.
They're not,
nothing about that is natural.
Those are flotation devices. Those yep. are what, when you open the plane door and the flotation raft comes out, those are the flotation raft.
It makes Darcy, Stacy, and Jasmine look flat-chested.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You think that they went too big and then we see Chantel. She went yeah. too big. Those are yeah. not double D's. No, those are, oh, G's. Okay, so Dolly doesn't go to Z. Yeah, probably G's. You know who would know? Molly would know.
Yeah.
Molly, no, she yeah. knows. When Molly takes one look and she tells you exactly what size yeah. any yeah. woman in, Molly would know. Oh, so we're going to talk about Submit and Jenny because Submit and Jenny, two things. Jenny is hanging out with Submit's mom, which we knew already. But now we find out they don't actually speak the same language. So they might actually still hate each other. They just can't verbalize it.
I don't know. I love Jenny. I just love Jenny. And just watching her try to communicate with the mom, bless her heart, she is giving it her all.
I mean, I like that they're finally communicating. Jenny said something really sad. She said that she's been in India for 5 years and she only really interacts with Submit. And yeah. that made me really worried about her. Is she lonely? Is she isolated? Because that can really take a toll on you.
I think
if you go somewhere and you're
now that she lives in her apartment, she'll get out more, but also she's constantly FaceTiming with her daughter and her daughter's wife, and yeah. they're constantly posting videos and they're doing family things. I think that this show made it look worse than it is.
I can't imagine living somewhere and having no interaction, no human interaction, right?
Yeah. Except
because Submit used to work all the time. I guess now he lost his job, he's looking for a new job, but he was gone all day long. So
yeah.
she was just sitting in the house being isolated, and that makes me sad for her because, you know, nobody deserves to sit alone, isolated. And, you know, she's in India. Most people are speaking Hindu. So even if
but
she
I
wanted...
Mean, if you're the age of retirement, you marry somebody 30 years younger than you, you got to expect to be alone a little bit of the time.
Well, yeah, because he might want to go out, and at her age, she wants to stay in.
Yeah.
Because that's what kind of where Stacy and Florian and Georgie and Darcy are. They're, you know, pushing 50.
Yeah.
They want to go to bed.
Yeah.
On a Friday night at 11 p.m., they want to yeah. be in the bed, and Georgie and Florian want to be in the middle of somebody's nightclub. But
yeah.
you're right. You kind of have to expect when you have that type of age gap, you're going to have that disconnect between the two of you.
Absolutely.
When you're 30, 11 p.m. is just when things are getting started.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
When you're 55 to 60, 11 p.m. is 2 hours after you went to bed.
Literally. I agree completely.
I do love that Jenny and Samit are still our number one success story.
Yep.
Because I can't lie, I did bet against them when they were together.
100%.
I thought they were never going to make it. The fact that he lied and said that he was an American named Michael Jones.
Yeah.
In the beginning, the odds were completely against them both. So I bet against them. So I love that they're still the all American 90 Day Fiance success story.
Yep.
They still hold that. So hopefully Jenny doesn't have to get a job over there. Cause when I saw Submit's sister-in-law offered him a job, she said it paid $200 a month.
Yeah. Can you
imagine working 5 days a week for 8 or 9 hours a day and only making $200 total for the month? That is insane. And Jenny would make less probably because she doesn't even speak the language. So she wouldn't even be valuable to them because they're like, well, you can't do the full job. You don't speak Hindu. So they would probably pay her even less than that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I thought that Jenny was retired, so she would get payments every month.
She's retired. I'm sure she gets her Social Security, but
okay.
I don't know how that, I mean, unless she had like a pension or something, I don't know how Social Security works if you move out of the country.
Oh, that's a good, yeah, that's true. I don't either.
Unless she had like a good pension or, you know,
but if she was to come back here, the payments would start back if they stopped, right?
I don't know. I'm guessing that she had probably like a 401k she cashed out on or something like that.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. Shelly says, I don't know if you can transfer Social Security. That's crazy. Because, you know, a lot of people are doing that. Like David and Annie are bi-coastal or bi-country or whatever you call that.
Yeah,
now.
But they both still work.
Yeah, they're not retired yet. But I was like, what if, you know, people wanted to move to another country? Actually, a lot of people are wanting to move to another country now that things in our country are kind of out of control.
But I mean,
that's going to be...
Security isn't a lot of money per month anyway. I mean, yeah, retired people still need it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that they can live without it. But
if they could take it and go overseas, they would be rich.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that more and do some research and see. Because technically, if she could keep her money over there, they would be fine even, you know, if it took him 6 months to find a job, they would be okay.
Yeah.
If he's been paying for everything for the last 4 years, you know, or whatever, I could see her, she's a very reasonable person.
Right.
She'll be like, I got you until you get back to work. That's literally the type of person that Jenny is. But if she doesn't have any money, you know, then I'm worried. Because, you know, she tried to convince him to move to California a year and a half ago, and he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, if she moved back here and her payment started back up, that would solve all of their issues.
Yeah.
But the only way he would leave is if his mom came with him.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's it. And
absolutely.
I don't think she's going anywhere.
Nope. Not a chance.
Oh, wait. I'm sure she should maintain U.S. residency to have physical education in the U.S., our physical location in the U.S. Oh, well, so yeah, you can't do it. That sucks because isn't Social Security insurance that you paid into?
Yeah.
So it sucks that they can tell you can't have it.
But I mean, you know, there probably is a way, like she probably has it sent to her daughter or direct deposited into her daughter's bank account and her daughter sends it to her or something. If it was me, I'd find a way to get my damn money.
Well, yeah, technically, how would they know where she's living?
Yeah.
Because if her daughter has an address, she could easily list her mom as a resident of that address. I don't think Social Security goes to your house and knocks on the door and asks if you live there.
Yeah.
I don't think they do. Like, I don't know anything about it, but I'm assuming...
It's usually direct deposit. Both of my parents had theirs direct deposited, and nobody ever came looking to see if they actually lived anywhere.
Oh, okay. So, technically, she might... Well, Sad Bunny says it hasn't stopped. Is his dad alive? Yes. Submit's dad is alive. He's very, very quiet and non-confrontational. He was just as disapproving of Jenny But the mom, his mom was the one who was vocal about it. Submit's dad is, he's kind of like a Gino. He's very non-confrontational. He's not going to get in your face. Even when they're filming, he's very quiet. You know,
because
I think
his mom would kick his ass.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows his role with his wife. He doesn't really get involved with that. He agreed 100% that he thought Jenny was way too old for Submit, but he wasn't the one that was causing all the issues. It was Submit's mom. No, but she's a public figure and she could get audited. True, when you're on TV, because the proof they need that she's not living in this country is already filmed.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't want nothing to happen to her. We'll look into it, though, because some people think that her payments never stop. Sad Bunny says my ex is leaving the country with his social security and will live like a king. He's researched it for years. Okay, so I guess you can do it. Social security deposited to foreign banks. I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Legal or not legal, I guarantee you somebody is doing it. Oh my God, I get it. They demand proof of everything and are difficult about giving it to anyone. So sad we paid our whole lives. Oh, that sucks. Yep.
It's very true.
Yeah, because we're not given a choice. They just take it from you. Because you know how if you want to get life insurance, you can, and if you don't, you don't have to. We're not given that option when it comes to Social Security.
Right.
You just pay it. So when you need it, it seems like they shouldn't have the option to say no because you didn't have the option to say no. Right?
Shouldn't have the option, but they put you through hell.
It sucks. Oh, so Robert and Annie were back. They're my neighbors. They're actually out here in Orlando, and they, for the first time, talked really publicly about the loss of their baby. I think his name is Aviel.
Mm-hmm.
And she explained in detail about the hereditary heart disease that the baby had and how this took place. This was really emotional.
Yeah.
I really hated to see them rehash it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when people go through something really, really traumatizing, even talking about it is reliving that trauma.
But it's so,
and you could, so this was so hard.
Annie wants to talk about it. She needs therapy. Like, she needs to speak about it. She needs to be heard. And Robert has his stuff suppressed so hard. I really, really hope they can get some kind of counseling that helps him express it. Because, man, living with something like that and never being able to talk about it, that would be horrible.
Well, their baby came home, right? So a lot of times when a baby is born sick, it doesn't leave the hospital. This baby was born and they didn't know anything was wrong. So they got very, 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 very attached to this baby.
Yeah.
Okay? It had its own room. It had clothes. They were doing things. And this was an abrupt thing, like literally out of nowhere, they tell her that this baby is sick. So I can't even imagine. And you could tell Robert talking about it was making him, it was killing him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be even a part of the conversation. But for Annie, it's different. When a woman loses a baby, she loses a part of herself. When a man loses a baby, he loses his child, but it's not a part of himself. He didn't carry it. So women have a stronger, deeper bond with their children. Even if the baby was never physically born, if they miscarried, they still had an attachment to the baby without holding it. And a lot of men, they don't have that close attachment to obviously they don't know what it feels like to have a baby inside them. They don't know what it's like to not hold the baby. That a woman will have an attachment to the baby in her stomach within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So And if she loses it, even if it was just a couple weeks, if she loses it, it takes years for her to get over the trauma of knowing that a part of her is no longer here. And like you said, you have to talk about that I think my mom used to say you have to cry until there's no more tears.
Yeah.
That's how you know that you're ready to move on.
Yeah.
And like you said, Annie hasn't cried all of her tears out yet.
Absolutely.
She needs to keep going because, you know, she's having a new baby boy, but that's not going to solve what she feels inside.
Yeah.
She has to cry until nothing comes out.
Nothing will ever replace that baby. Like, this is the most heartbreaking story. It just, oh my gosh. I remember when it happened and how I felt for them. I can't even imagine. I don't ever want to imagine. I just, what a sad, horrific situation. And then, you know, you have another baby, which is going to fill a void. But at the same time, I understand where her guilt, I mean, she feels a little guilty.
Well, yeah.
You know, she,
because you can't replace the baby. And in her mind, she's like, because, you know, when you lose something, like, say, for instance, you get into a bad accident, you total your car, you get a new car, it's a replacement. Right. You're replacing that car. You can't replace a baby, yeah. Period. No matter with what, with money, with love, with a baby, with a house, no matter what you do, the pain lingers. Absolutely. You're always gonna, so even when she's holding her new son, she's gonna feel guilty because she feels like, well, I should be holding two sons.
Yeah.
Right? Women think and see things way differently than
absolutely.
Men. A man might look at it as, well, we're blessed with another baby, so now yeah. we're whole. A woman will never feel whole because both of those were her babies and she wants to hold them. She has them both. But absolutely. That's the difference between men and women, right? Like, women are built differently. They're built emotionally. Women create life and men don't. So, you know, you're always going to be, they're so linked and bonded to emotion. Men will just cry once mm-hmm. and be okay. Women have to cry until, like my mom said, you got to cry until you can't make any more tears come out. Then everybody, you can try.
Everybody grieves so differently. And I just, oh, my heart just breaks for them. I can't imagine ever getting over a loss like that or coming to terms with a loss like that. Like, my whole heart just broke for them. It's just yeah. so sad. I am happy that they're doing well now. I'm happy that they had another baby. I'm happy things are going better. But, man, my heart.
Yeah, this story, we heard this too with Shida
yeah.
and Bilal. This happened to them, and she really had a hard time. Like, people really don't understand. And then when people go on TV and share the story, it's like they yeah. had to live through it twice. Yeah. And then if they ever happen to see a rerun, you got to live through it three times or four okay. times. That's bravery in itself.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to go through a horrible situation two times. Yeah. Can you imagine if you were in a bad car accident and then you get into another bad car accident the next day, then another bad car accident the next day? That's like what it's like for a woman to have to keep talking about that traumatic experience. It's like she gets into a really bad accident every single day.
Yeah.
And she so can't sad. Escape it. It's really, it's sad, but... It's also encouraging to show other women that you can get through it.
Yeah.
Right? You can get through it. You can still live your life. You can still enjoy your life. And you can cope. You're never going to yeah. get over it, but you can cope. Yeah. And I think that's what's important when they share their story. Because women yeah. need to know that people understand. Because like you said, she can't talk to Robert. Robert don't want to talk about it. So
yeah, I hope she's able to find like some therapy that she's able to just get it out because she said she wants to talk about it but feels like she can't. So I hope she yeah. finds that out.
There's support groups on Facebook for women who've gone through these type of situations. Yeah. That's also a good outlet. Talking to somebody who knows what you feel
yeah.
is important. And maybe they could find somebody local, like yeah. here in the city, and they can go out and have coffee and just cry. Right? Yeah. Like, nothing wrong. Just go talk and cry. Just say how you feel. Yeah. Like, women, at least women have that option. Men are scared to cry. At least women yeah. have the option to go out with each other and cry. Like, y'all have that option. Yeah. I wish I had that option.
Yeah. You can come cry with me anytime.
See, I like to. I like to cry. Yeah. Sometimes it makes me, once I get a good cry out, I feel a lot better. But,
absolutely.
You know, as men have to cry in the dark, you know, you have to hide. You can't tell people that you're
nonsense.
Crying.
That's nonsense. I don't think any man should have to hide his tears.
Right? We all cry. We all human. We all bleed red. Yep. Oh, that's so right. Rebecca and Zayed are going to be on, and we're going to meet some girl that's friends with Zayed that she thinks he's cheating with. I don't think he's cheating. She's always been really, really jealous. Do you remember when he first got here, they would go, like, places, and she would, like, mark him, like, territory? Yeah. Like, she would, like, basically piss on him? Yeah. Like, they would go somewhere and a woman would say something. She's like, this is my husband.
Yeah.
Like, she's very territorial. So I think that he just actually met some friends. They actually look like they might be the same nationality as him as well.
Yeah.
Which would be very, very good for him.
Absolutely.
To meet some people who understand what it's like to be from Tunisia yeah. and to be learning how to live in Georgia. So I don't think it's what it is. I think that they're going to put us through, you know, that type of story. I think that she's overreacting. But I did like yeah. to see that she was back to her private eye
yeah.
Career. Because that was what she told us what she always loved to do. She was a PI and she was really good at it.
Yep.
She had to quit because she needed to make a certain amount of money to bring him over. So she had to quit. So I don't be interested to watch. And then we're going to watch You Have of us. Oh, thank you, Tracy. And we get to watch, what's her name, Elizabeth and Andre pretend they're going to move to Moldova. So we already know that's BS. He had no interest in being in Moldova. Remember, he wouldn't even tell people what he got arrested for? Remember that?
I have no interest in her at all.
I'm kind of over them, too. They've never been my favorite. Like, a lot of people really like Andre. I've never really liked...
Oh, my God. I know that you don't watch Lauren, Alex. I can't stand them. Alex is fine. Lauren, I can't handle. But have you been watching them on Pillow Talk?
Were they on last night? I didn't watch last night's Pillow Talk.
I don't know what is happening with Lauren's eyes, but I don't know if it's part of her Tourette syndrome or just something, some weird habit she's picked up. But she's literally, every so often, she's opening her eyes like extra wide. And I cannot get past it. I can't even enjoy the show. I just can't get past it.
What if she has that one thing, Graves' disease?
No, it's not like bulging eyes. It's just like she'll be talking to him and she's like, oh my God, Alex, did you see that?
Oh. So she does it on purpose.
Yes, and it's like, you've got to stop. Whatever's happening, you've got to stop.
I'm not a fan of Lauren and Alexi. They might be really nice people, but I'll never find out because I can't stand
them.
When I saw that they were hanging with Starper and Shekinah, that was so on brand for me. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That, if I thought of people they would be friends with, it was Starper and Shekinah.
Literally.
Right? I was like, that's so stereotypical for me that they would be hanging with them. But again, and those are also two people that I can't stand. So
I just can't. I just cannot. I can't.
Oh yeah, the haircuts from a year ago. Yeah, South Bunny. We're like a year off. Because we're also gonna see Annie pregnant with David's baby, and you know, that baby is beautiful and already here and enjoying.
Did you see the baby's passport photo?
I didn't. Did they post it?
Oh my God, yes. And it's better than any picture I've ever taken. Most photogenic baby ever. Like it's so good.
Where they posted. I want to see.
Let me see if I can find it. It's so good.
Did David post it? I see it.
They both posted.
Oh my God.
Yes. What a Why great is she so photo. Photogenic? And that's a passport photo.
Oh my gosh, she's so photogenic.
Also, I'm going to show off my granddaughter right quick because she is now 8 months old.
Oh my God. I remember the day she was born.
I know.
That was 8 months ago. That's crazy. I remember the day she was born because we did a podcast, I think, the day before, I believe. Oh my gosh, she's adorable.
She's so perfect.
Oh.
I just love her.
She's getting big. Isn't it crazy how big babies get?
She's already got two teeth and everything.
Oh my gosh. Already?
I know.
Have you been buying those teething toys?
I bought those all before she was born. I bought a lot of things before she was born.
Yeah, because I remember when my sister had kids, she bought them and you could put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then, in embarrassing story, I like to bite on them. So my sister would have to go buy more because she would catch me biting on the teeth. But granted, I was like 10 or 11 when my sister's baby was first born. So
my kids were 6 years apart. I went through the same thing with my kids.
Yeah, I would bite on them. And then my sister's like, well, now the baby can't bite on it because you're biting on it. So she'd have to go buy more. So, all right. So we're going to come back Sunday for, episode 9 of 90 Fiancé. Yeah. And then the conclusion of The Last Resort. And they haven't run any promo for the 90-day Last Resort single house, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because I was told it was premiering immediately after The Last Resort, but I don't think that that's true because they would have run something for it by now. So maybe
Diaries is just a filler.
Yeah, maybe I was going to say after Diaries is done, because I think it's 8 or 9.
Last time they did Diaries, wasn't it only like
it was 8 episodes?
It was short.
So you're probably right. Once Diaries is done, then we're going to go into the 90-day resort single house. So maybe we're going to get a break.
Yeah.
Not really a break because Diaries is on, but not like double shows in one night. because we were doing that. But that would be fun though, because Rob is on there and Chantel and and Soulja Boy. There's a lot of people on there, so it'll be a fun show to watch. Maybe they're embarrassed to air it. They don't got no shame, Seth, buddy. They don't got no shame. They're not embarrassed. They aired Jasmine for years. They ain't got
literally the shit that they just aired was, if they were going to be embarrassed, it should have been of this last report.
If they were going to get shameful, it would have happened by now. All right, guys. Make sure you're following Karma, tagging this video. Make sure you follow me on all social media platforms at George Masi, GeorgeMasi.com. Anywhere you get your podcast or stream music, type in the George Masi Show. The show will be there. Thanks for staying up late with us. Everybody have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. Bye.